Welcome to Darkness. I can see so many things. Even now, I'm getting vibrations from some of our listeners. Ah, here's one. A lady with the initial C. Oh, sorry, my dear. You're going to have a slight accident. Somebody's going to strangle you. Oh, I love strangling. They're so personal. Ah, another message. H. Harold. Oh, my. Harold's going to bake a cake with strychnine in it. Well, that's a sample. Amazing. Well, enough for now. We have to get on with our story. Simon and Catherine, who are always together. Except Catherine has a slight problem, which we'll soon discover.
Hold on my calls for the next hour, Mrs. Graham. I don't care if the comptroller calls. Thank you.
Well?
No! That's the end of it.
It is not. Roger, Dad is sick. We have to put him into it.
I will not agree to it.
Stop being so stubborn. We can't let him stay in that house another week. He needs care. He should go into a residence.
You mean sanitarium?
I would hardly call a private suite in Las Villas a sanitarium.
It's all the same.
Frank and I can afford it. You don't have to contribute a dime.
It is not the money. It's the idea. You're talking, yes, you are. About putting Dad away.
You make me sound like an ogre.
He's lived in that house for 30 years. They lived there. We grew up there. Take him out of it? No, it would kill him.
But her memories are killing him. You think I want to hurt him?
No, of course not.
I don't want to see him destroyed by this fantasy.
Annie, maybe we can figure out some of the solutions.
There isn't. He wouldn't agree to a companion or a housekeeper. He refuses to move in with us. Las Villas is the answer.
Dad, no. Has Frank gone up the papers? Has he?
Yes. You and I are named as joint conservators.
You've got no heart.
That was uncalled for. I want to get in the best treatment, the best psychiatrist.
Well, you finally admitted it is a sanitarium, a nut house.
It's a rest home. Rod, you know what we have to do?
Give me a couple of days. We'll sort this out. Annie, it's tearing me up also.
I understand. Every time he tells me he's fucking with Mom, or she's upstairs, I die.
Okay. Hey, take it easy.
He told me this morning that they're driving to the summer house next weekend. Rod, we know that's impossible.
Of course we do. Mom's been dead for a year.
Never better. Come in. Fantastic day, no? Can't wait to open a summer house.
You're really going?
Oh, absolutely. Your mother and I need a change. Frankly, it'll do her world of good. And me, too.
Well, that's what we want to talk to you about.
Annie, you all right? Something bothering you? Frank okay?
Dad, sit down.
Well, just for a moment. We want to beat the traffic.
Please, don't go.
Well, it's impossible. I promised your mother. We're all packed.
Oh, Rod.
No, Annie, this isn't like you. I'm fine. I know what you're thinking, but your mother has come back.
Oh.
Now, be a brave girl.
Shh. Dad. Dad, it can't be. It's impossible.
You're wrong.
Look, we've discussed this with...
I know. Your mother told me all about the meeting with Dr. Morgan and Los Villas.
You know?
Certainly. Catherine and I discussed it at length.
Please.
Oh, but we have. Your mother and I are very happy right here. I am not going into one of those homes.
You heard us talking about Los Villas?
No. Catherine told me.
You can't go on like this. You'll destroy yourself.
Oh, rubbish. I never felt better in my life. Your mother and I are just as happy as before. Now, come on, you two scoot. We've got a full of packing to finish.
I don't want you to leave.
You're a good son. You mean well. But do me a favor. Trust me.
Dad.
I want both of you to trust me. Please.
Okay. Will you call us when you get back?
Without fail. Now, everybody out.
I love you.
And we love you too, baby. Speak with you tonight. Kathy? Are you ready?
Not yet.
Always like a woman.
What are you grumbling about?
The time it takes you to put on a new face.
That's the price you pay for not marrying a beauty.
I told the children.
I heard.
They're serious, you know.
Suppose so.
Los Villas won't be like home.
You could stop them. It's in your power.
Oh, I wish I could, but it's against the rules.
Make another request. Say it's a special case.
I have, dear. But they won't make any exceptions.
If you could appear to the children just once, let them see what I do. We could put an end to this whole matter.
You know I can't do that.
They'll try to have me committed, won't they?
Oh, I couldn't bear to see you in one of those places.
At least we'll be together.
I won't be allowed to go.
What?
It's another rule.
You mean if they put me in one of those places?
It's their way of testing you.
That's unfair. Can't they see we're happy? You've got to tell them.
My darling, they know. They want us to be together. They always want the selected ones to be with each other.
We are. Why change everything?
Simon, I was advised that I've only 3 days left.
3 days? But you said it was indefinite.
That was before this business with the residence home.
This is a nightmare.
But we can always be together.
I can't lose you again.
You don't have to. It would be so simple. Sweetheart, it's painless.
There has to be a different way.
There isn't.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, even for me. For us.
How do I know? How?
That your mind is playing tricks, that I'm not a fantasy?
Yes.
That's the challenge. The ultimate test of your love.
You know I love you. They know I love you.
Do you, Simon? Do I have your undying love?
Haven't I proved myself?
Not to their satisfaction.
Must I prove it that way?
Yes, you must.
Come in. Lodger, Ann, glad to see you.
Dr. Morgan.
Good afternoon.
Sit down, make yourself comfortable. Have you come to any decision?
Not really. I still think Los Villas would be ideal.
There has to be an alternative.
Of course there is. Psychiatry.
You know what he said to that.
My hands are tied. If your dad refuses treatment, how can I help him?
Suppose he's declared incompetent.
He's not.
Face it, Roger, he is.
I will never sign any commitment papers.
I don't want him walking around hallucinating.
He's harmless.
Today, yes. But tomorrow, the next day? Suppose he gets it into his head to join her.
Oh, ridiculous.
Is it? Talking to a dead woman, seeing her, dining with her, is it?
Then let him stay at home. Leave him alone.
Please, arguing won't solve this. Let me visit him. Talk with him. Depending on the outcome of that, well, we can make a decision.
Oh, all right. That seems fair.
Fine. Well, he'll return from the summer house tonight.
Shall we say tomorrow at 10?
Something about that cottage.
Memories.
Oh, it's serenity. We've spent some of our happiest moments there.
Yes, darling, I know. Simon, they're going to have a doctor examine you tomorrow.
Oh?
I won't be able to help you.
I understand.
I only have another day.
I realize that.
Oh, let's go back to the summer house. You can do it there.
No, it's too filled with wonderful reveries.
I don't want to lose you.
Please.
You must make a choice. Be with me. Forever. Oh, please, sweetheart. If you love me, Simon, commit suicide. And we'll never be separated again.
Is Catherine real, or is he hearing voices? We'll resolve his dilemma in a moment. Or will we?
For those who just tuned in, you're listening to Darkness, a new drama series airing every Wednesday at 5:30 on KCSN. We invite those who aren't faint of heart and those who are not afraid of bumps in the night to join us on 88.5 KCSN, Northridge.
And now the final act of Trust Me, Darling, I Love You.
No, she's real. Don't call him. But how can I be sure? Oh, help me. Help me. Call Roger. He'll know what to do.
Catherine. Catherine. I want to believe you. I want to be with you.
Champ, just called to tell you that we're back.
Hey, great. Enjoy yourself?
You got some time for your old man?
Anything the matter?
Suppose I meet you in your office. Half hour, all right?
Sure. Half hour's fine.
mother wants me to join her.
Dad, this has gone too far. Look, you're imagining this. It's a form of grieving. Dr. Morgan explained everything to Ann and I.
But I talked with her. We do things together. She even prepares me. Rod, she's real.
Yes, to you she is.
She is real.
Why don't we see her?
It's not permitted.
Now, she wants you to join her to commit suicide. Is that what you want?
Yes! No.
Then you doubt this apparition.
Yes, but I'm not sure. I'm confused. Sometimes I
Dad, we'd like you to consider going into a residency.
Never!
Just for some tests. Talk with them. Look, it'll only take a few days. Please.
I can't. I have to choose tonight. They want it that way.
They? Dad, it's in your mind. It's not real. How can you be so sure? You don't know.
I don't want ever to lose her. I can't live without her. I can't. No, he wants them to examine me.
Oh, Kevin, reveal yourself just once. Prove to the children that I'm not crazy.
Oh, Simon, I thought you were real and believed in me.
I do.
Then come with me. It's painless. And in an instant, we'll spend eternity together.
I can't. I'm afraid. Afraid that you're an illusion and I'm sane.
Oh, my God. I want to take you with me.
I need more time. A week. A week.
Impossible. We have only a little baby.
And then?
I leave. And we'll be parted forever. This has gone far enough.
Sit down.
Why are you stalling? You want him to commit suicide?
Shut up. Stop it, the two of you.
I am not going to let him do it.
He may not. He's not sure.
The fantasy is driving him mad. Ron, I want him committed.
And I don't want him locked up.
Nothing will be settled by fighting.
Just suppose that she's real.
Don't be stupid.
We may be denying him a life with her.
Ron, if we don't act, he'll kill himself.
And if this phenomenon is from the other side,
it isn't. It's a product of severe emotional stress. Wishful thinking becomes reality. Illusion blends into truth. Compulsion to be with her. I've seen many cases like this.
Oh, you're so damn sure of yourself, aren't you?
Roger, please, I'm scared.
Why don't we take an intermediate step, just to get over this crisis? Let's have your father admitted on a temporary basis.
Right.
Okay. Drop the papers.
They're coming for you. The children want to put you under observation.
Roger would never agree.
He has. Anne also.
Stop them. We've got to stop them.
I can't. Simon, trust me. It's like going to sleep. When you pass through, you'll be at one.
Give me time. I need more time.
He's almost done listening. Please, now. Do it now. Later, I might be with someone else. Don't you want to be with me, Simon?
Of course, but I'm afraid. Afraid?
Don't let me go with another.
How long do we have?
An hour or eternity. The choice is yours, Simon.
Dad, go away.
Please, we want to talk with you.
I know why you're here. You're not committing me to an asylum.
It isn't. We don't want to lose you.
You've created this.
No. Mother did.
Daddy, please.
I can't fight all of you. be fine. Just fine.
I can't do this. Lord, and I won't let you. We need you.
That's all. Come on with me. Stay with us.
Frank and I would love to have you. We'll take a trip. Yes, we're all going on vacation.
Everybody. The kids, the dogs. Like old times. Even him. Is he waiting for me?
We didn't know what to do. Dr. Morgan, we can't handle this.
Perhaps. Dr. Rohr, please, let us speak to Dad. Alone.
I'll be in the car if you need me.
You really were going to have me committed.
Just pretend.
You were afraid that you might... Well, that's over now, isn't it?
My own children. How could you?
Well, we didn't want you to do anything rash.
You mean irrational? You didn't trust me. You thought I was mad. A raving lunatic.
No.
You think your mother is a hallucination. A vision of a madman, yes?
No. It's just...
Just what? We don't know.
Silence. It's almost time.
All of you. Pressing. Badgering me. She wants me. You want me.
We have such a little time left, son.
Ask him for another day. One more day.
Dad.
Please. Catherine, please.
Is he here?
Yes.
Come with me.
Stop.
Oh, I'm slipping away. I don't want to leave without you.
Don't go.
Trust me. Join me.
Let me be alone with your mother.
Dad, I don't...
Roger, I'll be all right.
I want to stay.
But I'm fine. I just want to talk with her in the study. Let me be with her. No, you go into the living room.
Lock the door, dear.
Yes, I understand. Now.
It's like floating. Believe me. Take your note. That's it.
Are you all right?
Hurry, Simon. They're calling.
I don't want to lose you.
You don't have to. Hold it with both hands. Tighter. Put it against your chest. Oh, my darling. You're almost there.
Are you sure?
Don't be afraid. One thrust. And we spend eternity together.
It didn't hurt.
Now we'll never be separated again.
Up with an ex-spouse, and that would be hell.